Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1694, air date June 2nd, 2026.
Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Shiva. Today we're diving into how eucalyptus supports skin health. We'll take a closer look at its key active compounds and see how they work together to help our skin stay stronger, healthier, and more resilient. It's going to be an engaging discussion where we'll explore the molecular profile of eucalyptus and dive into the key pathways that lead to skin diseases. All right, let's get started and see what this is all about. Eucalyptus is a genus of the Myrtaceae family, native to Australia and Tasmania. The name eucalyptus is derived from the Greek words eu, meaning true, and kalyptos, meaning to cover, referring to the protective cap over the flower buds. Eucalyptus is widely known for its aromatic leaves and has been traditionally used for its medicinal properties, especially in respiratory health and antimicrobial applications. The primary bioactive component found in many eucalyptus species is 1,8-cineol, a major terpenoid responsible for its characteristic aroma and therapeutic effects. As many of you know, I approach every topic, whether it's politics, health, or science, through a systems science framework. This method enables us to examine all the interconnected parts, revealing the broader picture behind complex issues. It's a powerful way to think, and it's something anyone can learn at truthfreedomhealth.com. But before we go any further, I'd like to play a short video. As people are joining me on this journey into systems thinking and the systems approach, this will help set the stage for what we're about to explore. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inter-office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And systems health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light. Learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, everyone, welcome back. Today we'll be exploring eucalyptus, a potent medicinal herb, and how it plays a vital role in strengthening and supporting skin health. So I hope you enjoyed that. I want to sincerely thank our Cytosolve team for organizing this. We do this as a noble service, to help people truly understand nature as a system and to see food as medicine. That video should give you a clearer sense that when you take a systems approach, you gain a much deeper and more accurate understanding of how things really work. All right, let's continue. What motivates everything we do at Truth Freedom Health, at Cytosolve, and across all of our solutions, and frankly, anything I personally do, is a recognition that those in power are literally harming people right now. And this is not hyperbole when you look at the global data. Human lifespan is actually declining. That's the reality we're facing, and it's why this work matters. The curvature of lifespan is going down, while the cost of living, meaning people's basic ability to survive, is rising exponentially. If you look at this graph in a calm, unemotional, and detached way, it becomes very clear that the people who have driven these trends have no real interest in you as a human being. The outcomes show that human well-being has not been their priority, and this didn't just start 5 or 10 years ago. When you step back and look at the data, you can see this pattern has been unfolding for at least the last 50 to 60 years. It has persisted across those on the left and the right, people who call themselves independents, and those who claim to be agents of change. Despite their different labels, the results are the same. All of these forces operate top-down. They emerge from what I call the swarm. For those who want to understand that concept more deeply, I encourage you to explore shatterthewarm.com. The key point is this. Those in power are not genuinely invested in your health or your longevity because they do not live the same reality as the rest of us. So the real question becomes personal. When you look at a graph like this, do you want to save yourself? No one else is coming to do it for you. And believing that voting for one figure or another will suddenly fix this is simply not realistic. Even my own run for president was never about saving anyone. It was about giving people the tools to save themselves. That's what all of this work is about. Whether I'm talking about eucalyptus, neem, election integrity, or anything else, it is all driven by this same fundamental curve. This decline didn't come from one single cause, and it won't be fixed by tweaking one small thing. This is a systems problem, and only a systems approach can truly address it. Now, what has driven this decline is not a single factor, but a convergence of several major forces. One of the most significant has been the systematic weakening of the immune system within the healthcare space, alongside growing environmental challenges that make access to clean, healthy food increasingly difficult. These two pressures alone place enormous strain on human health and resilience. During the so-called pandemic in early 2020, I focused on educating people about one central truth. The human body is a system. The conversation was never about being pro-vaccine or anti-vaccine. It was about understanding and strengthening the immune system. That systems-based education gave people practical tools to protect themselves, because real health does not come from isolated interventions, but from supporting the whole system. At the same time, food quality has continued to deteriorate, making it harder for people to nourish their bodies properly. Beyond healthcare and nutrition, the education system itself has been under sustained stress. Systems science is largely absent, replaced by reductionist thinking, and in many cases, misleading science. People are no longer taught how to truly observe, think critically, or solve problems, whether at an individual, organizational, or societal level. As a result, many come to rely on governments or external authorities to solve problems for them. This is compounded by failures in governance, economic instability, poor financial education, and widening income inequality. Together, these interconnected failures explain why this curve exists and why it must be addressed as a systems problem, not as isolated issues. So, Truth Freedom Health, my systems creation, which involves education, which involves community, which involves courses. It's a platform. It's the solution. That is the only solution that provides a systems approach to enabling you to save yourself. There's no one else coming to save us. And that systems approach involves the ability to strengthen your immune system. It involves the ability to eat local healthy foods on a budget. You get clean food. That's through our certified clean solution, which has been around now for over a decade. It comes from understanding systems science. So you learn how to get truly educated. It comes from learning how to educate young people to innovate. It comes from us developing our own leaders in our community. The Swarm creates its leaders to maximize power, profit, and control. Our movement is creating leaders for truth, freedom, health. It also teaches people how to be economical and resourceful. Unfortunately, many forces encourage people to spend money on essentially worthless things. Our movement takes a different approach. It equips people with real tools they can actually use. If you want them, go to truthfreedomhealth.com. And every Thursday, you can see right here on Thursdays at 11 a.m. or Thursdays at 8 p.m., we host two open houses. There's no cost to it. We bring together incredible people, those who share their journeys to systems. But it's an opportunity for you to become what we call the Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you get educated. So you're not waiting for someone else to do that. But again, everything that I do is motivated by this deep interest in helping you help yourself. So Truth Freedom Health is that platform. Again, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. We do it every Thursday. We do that. You can RSVP right now to the vashiva.com/orientation. Join us on Thursdays. Our platform teaches you to think, fight, and heal all together. And as a part of that, we have these platforms, a leadership training institute and a systems health institute, where we are educating leaders to really help others by seeing that the only way to do this is by the right medicine for the right person at the right time. We give you tools to do that. And the Cytosolve Open Science Institute is a powerful framework for you to have the tools that you can create new products. And by doing so, you can be part of the solution. And so we provide you with a framework of solutions. For instance, when you think about the idea of using food as medicine, we introduced the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. This is a global certification that tracks food from the moment it's sourced all the way to your table. We've established very high standards for what qualifies as clean food, ensuring transparency about its origin, and maintaining a world-class benchmark for quality. The next tool is Cytosolve, a platform that helps us analyze the compounds present in food and understand how these compounds interact. Using this knowledge, we can strategically combine them to develop powerful, effective, natural medicines. And finally, just because something comes from food doesn't mean it's beneficial for everyone. That's why Systems Health trains people to determine the right food for the right person at the right time, ensuring optimal health benefits. You, see? So we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on the government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosolve took me about 25 years to do. Systems Health has been a life journey, and clean food certification is something that is a global standard. Every government, if it really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottom-up standard, but think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work without any government support, without any venture capital support. All of this I've done in the midst of many other things. I've truly burned the candle at both ends, driven by deep motivation and a genuine care for others. I've never forgotten where I came from, and life has given me the incredible opportunity to create these platform solutions. These are platform solutions, but if you want to participate in the challenge, you want to get off your butt and save yourself. If you do, we have those solutions. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. This is deeply personal to me. We've created these solutions, and go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and you guys can support yourself and us by contributing there. But when you contribute, you get the opportunity to learn an incredible amount. You get the opportunity to learn a lot. You get the opportunity to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, so you're not a slave. My goal is not to keep you on a plantation, but to get you off the plantation. So go there, watch the Shatter the Swarm video, then get on to the Get Off the Plantation course, which is absolutely free, and then become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. Or you can go right to being that. But this is a noble service that we're doing. But the whole goal here is for you to get educated and not be enslaved. So when I talk about eucalyptus, or when I talk about ginger, or when I talk about any of these foods, it's always in this context of a systems approach. So anything we do has to integrate science, politics, and health. Anyone who claims they don't want to talk about politics is, as the great writer Alberto Brick said, among the most ignorant people in the world. It's like hiding their head in the sand. In America, people often have the luxury of doing that. But make no mistake, choosing not to be political is deeply selfish, because that silence comes at the expense of all working people. So the people of the United States must rise. They must become political, take charge of their health, and stand ready to fight for freedom. If you want to grow stronger, healthier, and smarter, then you've come to the right movement. But if you choose ignorance, weakness, and sickness, then this is not the place for you. But before we start on eucalyptus, I wanted to give you this background of what motivates what we do. So let me play you this video, and then we're going to go to eucalyptus on skin health. What is Truth Freedom Health, and why should all of you become a warrior scholar? I create these videos to share valuable information with you, but my deeper goal is to inspire you to learn for yourself and become warrior scholars. That way, you'll truly understand the roots of the system's approach and think independently. So let me play this video, and we'll start today's discussion on eucalyptus, on skin health.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're gonna follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders, oh, he said something, or Robert Kennedy, scumbags. Or you're gonna follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not gonna lead us to liberation, it's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. And the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.
All right, everyone. There's a movement that's driving everything we do in the aspects of science, politics, and health. So we have a framework. So I hope you guys take advantage of this, because you're not going to get it anywhere else. And it's going to be an immense value to advancing you as a human being and helping you to educate. As you can see, there are several different contribution plans available. I recommend starting as a member because it gives you access to a comprehensive course called Get Off the Plantation. This program is designed to help you reflect deeply and ask yourself an important question. Do you want to free yourself, or do you want to remain a slave to the system? Or you can choose to be a supporter, and in return, we'll continue to share even more gifts of knowledge and education with you. Or else you can contribute a little bit, and you can get all 15 gifts, but get involved. Become a warrior scholar for those of you who want to really leapfrog this and get involved. But understand that when you contribute, we'll give you knowledge, we'll give you support. We give you a community. Anyway, that's the background of what's motivating everything we do. So let's also recognize we have an open house every Thursday at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. You're all welcome to join. So what are you going to learn today? First, we'll give you a clear background on eucalyptus, what it is, what skin health really means, and why skin issues arise based on what we understand today. From there, we'll introduce Cytosolve, a revolutionary scientific platform that allows us to innovate solutions using food, grounded in systems science rather than guesswork. We'll also share our broader initiative. This is a fundamentally different approach, and quite frankly, there is no other way to solve these problems. While today's focus is on eucalyptus, that doesn't mean eucalyptus will work for everyone. Skin health is a highly complex systems problem, which is exactly why no one has truly cracked the code until now. What we are doing is making real progress by applying a systems approach. We'll then dive into how eucalyptus supports skin health, discuss appropriate amounts, and most importantly, address the reality of whether it's right for you. For us, it's always about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Finally, we'll share how you can be part of this initiative and participate in building these solutions together. As introduced earlier, eucalyptus is a genus of the Myrtaceae family, native to Australia and Tasmania. The name eucalyptus is derived from the Greek words eu, meaning true, and kalyptos, meaning to cover, referring to the protective cap over the flower buds. Eucalyptus is widely known for its aromatic leaves and has been traditionally used for its medicinal properties, especially in respiratory health and antimicrobial applications. The primary bioactive component found in many eucalyptus species is 1,8-cineol, a major terpenoid responsible for its characteristic aroma and therapeutic effects. Looking at its traditional uses, eucalyptus holds a unique place in skincare practices across different cultures. It has been widely used in traditional medicine for treating wounds, burns, infections, and insect bites due to its antiseptic and anti-inflammatory properties. In ancient times, Aboriginal people of Australia used eucalyptus leaves as natural remedies for skin healing, applying crushed leaves and infusions to cleanse and protect the skin. Eucalyptus oil has also been used as a natural skin cleanser and soothing agent, helping to reduce irritation, prevent infection, and promote healthier skin. Now, moving on to skin health, it's important to understand that the skin is actually the largest organ of the human body, and it's made up of a variety of specialized cells, each carrying out its own essential function. For instance, immune cells act as the body's first line of defense by protecting against harmful microbes, while eccrine cells are responsible for producing sweat, helping regulate body temperature. At the same time, nerve cells play a crucial role in sensation, sending signals to the brain that allow us to perceive touch, pain, and temperature. Structurally, the skin is organized into three main layers. The outermost layer is the epidermis, which provides a protective barrier. Beneath that lies the dermis, which contains connective tissue, blood vessels, and nerves. And finally, the deepest layer is the hypodermis, which provides insulation and cushioning for the body. So let's now move on to how our skin should be maintained and treated. Our skin requires proper care and medical support to stay healthy and function effectively. Topical treatments such as creams, ointments, and lotions are commonly used to protect the skin, treat infections, and improve various skin conditions. Dermatological procedures, including cleansing, exfoliation, and drainage, help remove impurities and support the maintenance of healthy skin. Skincare therapy, which involves proper hydration, nutrition, and protection, plays an important role in improving and maintaining overall skin health. In more severe cases, skin grafting is performed as a surgical procedure to replace damaged or diseased skin with healthy skin. When it comes to maintaining skin health, it often comes down to simple daily habits: eating a balanced diet, keeping a healthy weight, and getting enough good quality sleep all play a role. Hydration is especially important. Drinking enough water helps keep the skin supple. Managing stress also supports skin health, since stress can affect how our skin looks and feels. And finally, protecting the skin from too much sun exposure and following good hygiene practices really make a big difference over time. Epidemiological data show that approximately 1/3 of the global population suffers from skin-related disorders. This high prevalence underscores the importance of advancing our understanding of skin biology and exploring therapeutic agents that may contribute to maintaining or restoring skin health. Now let's take a closer look at how eucalyptus, with its unique blend of bioactive compounds, can play an important role in supporting skin health. And the way we're going to approach this is we have a very powerful technology called Cytosolve, which I spent many, many decades developing. So for many, many reasons, you'll discover with the modern advent of the field, but we're applying this to everything. So we thought, why not apply this same approach to skin health too? To give you a clearer picture, let me walk you through the Cytosolve innovation process, what it is, what we do, and exactly how we do it. The very first step in our process is mapping out the molecular pathways. To do this, we carefully review and analyze the published scientific literature, gathering insights from multiple studies to build a clear and accurate picture of how these pathways function. Once we've completed our analysis, the next step is to share our findings with the scientific and medical community by publishing them in peer-reviewed journals. The next step is to convert those biological interactions into mathematical rate equations using the principles of physical chemistry. This helps us capture how the system behaves over time. Then, using those mathematical models, we perform combination screenings to test how different compounds interact within the system. This process helps us identify which combinations have real potential and can even lead to discoveries. And we secure patents for them. And from there, we move into licensing and manufacturing, making sure these discoveries can be translated into practical solutions for people. Right now, you can see that we're working across a wide range of health, disease, and wellness areas. We have several formulations in development, each at different stages, from phase 1 through phase 6. In phase 6, we've already created 2 very powerful products and made 4 key discoveries that have received patents. In phase 4, we're actively conducting screenings across 7 areas, while in 9 other areas, we're focused on modeling. Additionally, 5 areas are in publication development, and 9 more are advancing through systems architecture work. And the exciting part is that all of you can get involved. We'll be enabling opportunities to contribute, whether through donations or, in some cases, participating in spin-offs of these projects. We are now in the 3rd phase, called in silico modeling, and today we'll share some insights from this stage with you. Now, one of the products we've already done this through, where we've gone through this whole process, is MV25. We developed the complete systems architecture, and then we went ahead and published it. Then we carried out the in silico modeling. We conducted combination screenings and made key discoveries. First, we modeled all the molecular pathways of osteoarthritis, a disease affecting nearly 500 million people. We did this using Cytosolve with no external funding. Then we published our findings, completed the detailed modeling, and examined a wide range of natural foods. Through this process, we identified effective combinations of ingredients, and then we brought them together. Through this process, we were fortunate enough to make a significant discovery, where we actually found a combination of natural ingredients that could target osteoarthritis at the molecular level. And we found two very powerful ingredients, the right dosages from nature, that affect all these molecular pathways in this architecture to actually reduce pain. To validate our findings, we didn't just publish them, we also secured a United States patent. And that marked the first time we not only helped other companies, but also manufactured it ourselves for your use. And so I'll play you this video. This will explain the Cytosolve process and how we implemented it. But we actually have a tangible solution that went through all these steps, and we can apply this to every disease on the planet. And that's one of the solutions we're doing. So I'll share with you about MV25, and this is the same approach we're now applying to skin health. We're not there yet, but we're actively working through the process.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I'd start taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is Cytosolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by Cytosolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
This goes beyond theory. Many people think you can just talk about ideas without taking action. But here, we've gone end to end, creating a powerful solution that can truly make a difference, offering a completely new way of development, independent of big pharma. So head over to mv25.life, what we call the momentum to move. Ordering this product can help support you personally, and at the same time, it's a way to contribute to everything we're building and advancing. Just so you know, I have two wonderful dogs, and I love pets,
We're also firmly committed to being against animal testing in all our work. Using the same systems-based approach, we created K9701, a whole health supplement for pets. It combines 15 to 20 natural ingredients to support overall well-being, and you can get it as the whole health pet supplement. We've also developed Healthy Tea, which comes in 7 unique blends, each targeting a specific area of health: joint tea, digest tea, breathe, tranquility tea, detoxy tea, femininity, and immunity. Now, we're excited to introduce your body, your tea, a special collection designed to balance the doshas and support overall wellness. This range includes Vata tea, Pitta tea, Kapha tea, Vata Pitta tea, Pitta Kapha tea, Kapha Vata tea, and Tridosha tea. For skin health specifically, Vata chai is ideal for dry skin, Pitta chai for oily skin, and for overall balance, Pitta Kapha chai, a detoxifying blend, is an excellent choice. Our latest line focuses on immunity. The first product, D3K2 Magnesium, combines vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and magnesium glycinate, backed by decades of research, to strengthen and maintain your immune foundation. Building on this, zinc copper quercetin delivers a synergistic blend of well-studied nutrients, precisely formulated to optimize immune function. So there we go. Right now, our Cytosolve Skin Health Initiative is in the in silico modeling phase, which means there's a lot of opportunity for all of you to get involved. We're open sourcing our knowledge and processes so that you can actively participate and contribute. Let me take a moment to go back and walk you through this again. In this first phase, we map out the system architecture of skin health. One key insight is the strong two-way connection between skin diseases and inflammation. Each can exacerbate the other. You'll see the details of this relationship shortly. But what's most important is that we're approaching these underlying biological processes from a systems-based perspective, which is very different from traditional methods. We're going straight to the root of the problem, starting fresh and thoroughly examining all the research to really understand what's happening. Unlike the pharmaceutical model, which usually targets just a single pathway, our approach is holistic and systems-based, designed to support skin health from multiple angles. This picture shows how certain molecules in our body can lead to skin problems like eczema and dermatitis. It all starts with simple molecules like ERK, TNF, and NF-kappa-B, which are involved in triggering inflammation and immune reactions. These molecules send signals to other parts of the cell, leading to stress, damage, and overgrowth of skin cells. All of this activity can cause common skin issues like redness, itching, and irritation. What we've discovered so far, and we're still actively exploring, is that when you get down to the fundamentals, you begin to see the deeper truth of how these systems really work. In understanding the system architecture of skin health, we identify several contributing factors that can compromise skin health over time. These include genetic factors, immune system dysregulation, and dysbiosis of the skin microbiome, environmental influences, sedentary indoor lifestyles, and the frequent use of cosmetics, particularly those containing endocrine disruptors, also contribute. Additional factors include chemical exposures, poor hygiene practices, consumption of allergenic substances, and prolonged use of steroids. Understanding these helps us map out the bigger picture of how skin diseases develop. Once this phase is complete, we'll move forward with publishing our findings. Next, we'll process all the collected data and build comprehensive models to bring the full picture of skin health together. In phase 4, we move into combination screening. Here we look at a wide range of potential ingredients that could work together to support a healthy skin and improve outcomes in skin diseases. Those include turmeric, aloe vera, chamomile, calendula, lavender, basil, echinacea, rosemary, ashwagandha, ginger, green tea, horsetail, thyme, cilantro, garlic, sage, neem, cinnamon, centella, licorice, ginseng, eucalyptus, oregano. The challenge, and why there hasn't been a breakthrough, is that while many videos highlight these elements individually, the real question is how they work together. How do you crack that code? That's exactly what we aim to explore. We're not claiming to have all the answers yet, but we are taking a systems-based approach. By first mapping out the complete architecture, we can begin to uncover what's truly happening. But today we're going to focus on eucalyptus, one of the 23 promising natural compounds with the potential to help improve skin health. Through our Cytosolve analysis, we found that over the past 153 years, Eucalyptus has been the subject of 6,671 research articles and 81 clinical trials, highlighting its extensive study and recognized importance in both scientific and clinical research. Now let's take a look at the composition of eucalyptus. There are 24 key molecules found in eucalyptus. While many compounds have been identified in eucalyptus, the ones most relevant to our current study and most extensively researched fall into three main categories: minerals, vitamins, and essential oils. Eucalyptus provides six essential minerals, including calcium, zinc, potassium, copper, magnesium, and sodium. In addition to these minerals, eucalyptus also provides important vitamins, including vitamin C, B1, B2, B9. Beyond basic nutrition, eucalyptus is rich in essential oils, including alpha-pinene, alpha-fenchine, camphene, sabinine, p-cymene, and so on. Here are the structures of the key active compounds in eucalyptus, including 1,8-cineol, alpha-pinene, limonene, transpinocarvial, cuminaldehyde, verbenone, and so on. Each of these compounds plays a vital role in eucalyptus's therapeutic potential. Now let's turn to the key biological effects of eucalyptus. Here are the 9 major biological effects of eucalyptus, showcasing its truly remarkable versatility. Eucalyptus demonstrates a broad spectrum of actions, including anti-diabetic, anti-inflammatory, antiseptic, anti-tumor, wound healing, antioxidant, anti-helminthic, anti-malarial, and antimicrobial effects. Together, these diverse benefits clearly illustrate why eucalyptus is considered one of the most powerful and valuable medicinal plants, valued across both traditional healing systems and modern scientific research. Now let's move on to explore its health benefits. Eucalyptus is celebrated for a broad range of health benefits that extend well beyond skin health. Studies indicate it may help in managing microbial infection, pain, oxidative damage, oral issues, diabetes, cancer, skin conditions, gastrointestinal disorders, inflammation, and respiratory problems. Taken together, these effects make eucalyptus a highly versatile natural remedy with wide-reaching therapeutic potential. Now let's take a look at what we've discovered through our combination screening process. Specifically, we'll focus on the findings related to eucalyptus. Once again, we're sharing original research. Let's take a closer look at what's really happening at the biological level. Here we see that eucalyptus, specifically its key bioactive compound 1, 8-cineol, plays a remarkable role in stopping allergic reactions at the source. When an allergen hits an IgE receptor, it usually triggers a domino effect through Lin, SYK, PLC gamma, and P38 pathways. This leads to mast cell degranulation, releasing histamine, cytokine production, lipid mediators. 1,8-cineol steps in to block those PLC gamma and P38 signals. By cutting the communication line, it reduces histamine and cytokine levels, effectively calming skin inflammation and shutting down allergic dermatitis. Here we see another important way eucalyptus supports skin health, by actively calming inflammation through its anti-inflammatory effects. When the skin encounters harmful substances like LPS, it recognizes them through specific receptors, which then activate a key signaling protein called MYD88. This triggers the NF-kappa-B signaling pathway, a central pathway involved in inflammation. As this pathway progresses, it activates IKK enzymes, which break down IKappa-B alpha. This step is critical because it allows NF-kappa-B, specifically the P50 and P65 subunits, to move into the nucleus and switch on genes that produce inflammatory chemicals. Eucalyptus, particularly its active compound 1, 8-cineol, interferes with this process by inhibiting the IKK enzymes. By doing so, it prevents NF-kappa-B from becoming activated and entering the nucleus, ultimately reducing the production of inflammatory mediators and helping to decrease skin inflammation. And we are now in the process. Once we do this, we will then file patents, and then we'll do production. So that's what the spin-out Dermasolve is going to do. We're right here in the third phase of in silico modeling. So now, how can you help with this and be part of the solution? If you're interested, you can actually get involved. You can take down this link and set up a time to meet with us. Whether you want to support this initiative or learn more, there are opportunities to actively participate. We're taking a very systematic approach to this process. Additionally, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can also schedule meetings to discuss them directly with us. You can also support this work directly by visiting vashiva.com/openscience and contributing to the Cytosolve Open Science Institute, which helps us continue advancing research on natural compounds and their scientific mechanisms for public benefit. You're also welcome to join our monthly symposiums, which are on Tuesdays of every month. You can register at cytosolve.com/symposium. These sessions are completely free for Warrior Scholars, and they're a great opportunity to learn, connect, and deepen your understanding of systems science and natural medicine. But what we're doing at the Open Science Institute is we're committed to eliminating animal testing. We want to support indigenous medicines, which is a real fight against racism. Big Pharma does not believe in indigenous medicines. We also want to stop the fake science. We know over and over again, you see the false nature of big academia. They're fabricating research. They make up stuff, and they're getting away with it. And this is because there's an incestuous web of signs between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. And so you have billionaires now realizing they are spending a lot of money on universities that aren't yielding results, and they want to start their own institutions. Cytosolve offers a completely different approach where everyone can participate. So that's what I wanted to share. All right. Now we want to talk about the fact that the big pharma guys are not really into supporting food as medicine. And when we look at eucalyptus, we have found, through Cytosolve, very powerful evidence, even in the literature, of its establishment, showing that eucalyptus has very, very powerful effects. All right, so we're going to share some of that with you right now. Now let's look at some clinical evidence. This highlights that eucalyptus negundo leaf extract demonstrates a significant analgesic effect in the hot plate test, with increased reaction time indicating reduced pain perception compared to the control. Across increasing doses, 40 to 320 milligrams per kilogram, the extract shows a dose-dependent improvement in pain relief, with higher doses producing stronger and sustained effects over 120 minutes. Notably, the extract exhibits comparable or even greater analgesic efficacy than pentazocine, suggesting its potential as an effective natural alternative for pain management. Here's another data that shows eucalyptus extract significantly reduces inflammation, as indicated by lower percent edema values compared to the vehicle control across first, second, and third hours. The extract at 100 milligrams per kilogram demonstrates strong anti-inflammatory activity, with edema levels consistently lower than those observed with diclofenac sodium at 25 milligrams per kilogram. Overall, these findings suggest that eucalyptus extract may provide a more effective and sustained anti-inflammatory response than the standard drug diclofenac sodium. So again, if you want to support this research, go to vashiva.com/openscience and donate. You can donate to different initiatives. We have a skin health initiative you can contribute to. And by the way, when you contribute, we give you lots of books, lots of tools, so you can become a warrior scholar at Truth Freedom Health. Now, you might be wondering, if eucalyptus is so effective, why isn't everyone using it? The truth is, there's no such thing as a one-size-fits-all solution. Just like any treatment, what works incredibly well for one person may have little to no effect on another. It really comes down to finding the right solution for the right individual at the right time. And what we want to educate you on is that we've also created a framework that helps you figure that out. And let's talk about that framework. And when we talk about that, what does current science say? What's the right dosaging? The right science says, for inflammation, a 2015 study reported that taking 100 milligrams of fresh eucalyptus 3 times daily can significantly reduce inflammation. When it comes to sinusitis, a 2021 study reported that 200 milligrams of eucalyptol 3 times daily reduces the swelling in the lining of your sinuses and results in much better drainage and easier breathing. For allergies, a 2020 study reported that 1.0 micrograms per milliliter of 1,8-cineol for 1 month was shown to improve skin allergies. Of course, this isn't medical advice. You should always consult with your physician, but the studies do show this, and it's something to consider. Three of the main concerns include abdominal pain, burning sensation in mouth and throat, and vomiting. The other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates engineering systems. Science with Eastern Systems of Medicine reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use your body, your system, to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, and how do you bring your body back to you. So if you look at it, If you want to find if eucalyptus is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a black dot will move to different points, indicating the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. Eucalyptus helps restore balance in the body by supporting and stabilizing all three doshas, vata, pitta, and kapha. Now, if your body is here at some point, is it right for you? Well, definitely it'll help you if your body's off. Of course, here it's going to bring you back and help to maintain the balance. Obviously, the black dot here is going to take you away. But this is a condition where eucalyptus may be right for you. So again, we have these three powerful platforms. VA Shiva Systems Health, a platform that helps you dive deep into understanding your body and how foods can be personalized to support your unique health needs. Join us every 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every other Friday and get involved in vashiva.com/tutorial. It's free. We educate people on the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Again, we're extremely generous with our time. We give away a lot of tools for free. Some argue that when you give things away, people don't really value them. But our approach is to lean toward what benefits people the most. But I hope you guys get involved, and this will help you figure out if it's right for you. Not everything is right for everyone. You know, if you look at all the different things that claim to be good for skin health, which is what we're analyzing with Cytosolve, out of that, even if we find out all of them are good, a subset will be good for you. And that's what your body, your system tool, allows you to figure out and allows us to teach others to figure this out. To summarize, here we see that eucalyptus, driven by its main bioactive compound 1,8-cineol, serves as a multi-action defense against inflammation. It blocks the PLC gamma and P38 signaling pathways, which directly stop the release of histamine and prevent allergic skin reactions. The compound also inhibits IKKs, a move that prevents the activation of the NFB pathway, the body's main switch for inflammation. By shutting down these multiple triggers, it reduces the production of inflammatory chemicals, effectively calming both allergic and general skin irritation. And we are right now in Dermasolve, which is a new spin out at the third phase of in silico modeling. Again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up a time with us. And with that, we wrap up our discussion on the benefits of eucalyptus for skin health. Today, we took a systems approach, exploring the intersection of health, science, and even societal factors. If you want to get smarter, healthier, and stronger, I encourage you to get involved with Truth Freedom Health. One of the most powerful ways to support both yourself and this mission is by becoming a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. We've shared many opportunities to take action, and I hope you found this session valuable. For those who joined late, today's focus was eucalyptus and skin health, and this is part of an ongoing series that will continue. Stay engaged, support your own advancement, and remember, everything we do here is designed to empower your growth and well-being. Be well, and thank you.